There was one time where they had to actually, and I went to the ER and they had to shock me back into rhythm, into normal rhythm, sinus rhythm. So I was there like overnight. Yeah, I was there like overnight and it wasn't, you know, I wasn't getting out of it. So that's what they had to do, which is an interesting experience because they have to make sure you're asleep and everything for that. Because you don't want to be awake when they're actually, when they do that. And I don't know all the details, but they're like, yeah, you don't want to be awake and realize when we're actually shocking your heart. And I'm like, okay, that's great.
Wow.
This is not where I want to be, right?
Hello, fellow carnivore enthusiasts. I'm Adam from Carnivore Today. And in this interview, we're talking to an extraordinary individual, Brian Nowicki of the Wick Goes Carnivore YouTube channel. Through the carnivore diet, Brian has not only completely eliminated his arthritis, but also triumphed over his atrial fibrillation. If you've ever faced challenges with arthritis pain or AFib, you won't want to miss the invaluable insights Brian has to offer. Before we dive in, please take a moment to subscribe and enable notifications so you're always in the loop with our future videos. A big thank you to those who have already done so. Now let's get started. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. So I'm with Brian Nowicki here from Wick Goes Carnivore. And today he's going to share a little bit about his insights into the carnivore lifestyle and give you some nuggets and drop some knowledge bombs on you. And can't wait. So without further ado, Brian, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you found the carnivore diet?
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for having me on. I am 49 years old, so almost 50. And I've been overweight for a good portion, probably of the last 20, 25 years or so of my life. And I would say back in around the 2017 time period, I was getting fairly depressed as well. Very overweight, didn't really feel like doing anything and so forth. And I felt like I needed to do something. So I started looking around and I found this one diet. So it was like the type of thing where you do a lot of exercise, workouts, and so forth, and you eat what I thought was healthy. So it was a lot of vegetables, a little bit of meat, but it was more lean meat, I guess. Maybe, you know, it wasn't high fat, so it was probably more lean. And that was it. It pretty much cut out most of the other carbs. So in a sense, it was a little bit low carb because it just had like certain vegetables and so forth that you ate, you know, were considered healthy carbs. Mm-hmm. And then meat, but it was low fat. So very bad grouping, I guess, in my opinion, because without a lot of carbs or fat, your body kind of starts to go into starvation mode. So I think that's kind of what was happening, but I was losing weight because of it. Right. And I was working out. And so I lost quite a bit of weight. I think I lost around 100 pounds in maybe 8 months or so, 9 months, somewhere in there. But I got to the point that I just couldn't do it anymore because my body was like in starvation and so forth. And, the other thing was with the working out, I was constantly getting hurt. I was hurting myself. I was always in pain. I had really bad joint pain and stuff like that. And so I just slacked off, went back to the way I had been eating, and I gained all the weight back and probably even a little more. So, again, I'm feeling depressed and, you know, I have a lot of pain. Around the 2018 time period, I developed something called AFib. And that's atrial fibrillation, where your heart goes into these episodes where it'll be beating like normal, and then you'll get really fast heartbeats, and then normal again, and then fast, and so forth. So I started having that happen around 2018, and it was slowly getting worse. The cardiologist said that, you know, it would just keep getting worse over time. Couldn't really tell you how often you would go into it, but, you know, you could try to stay away from things like caffeine and stuff like that, and that could help, but that was basically it, right? Alcohol, too, they said, the big thing, you know, stay away from the alcohol. So, okay. So it got to the point where around 2021, 2022 time period, I could very easily go into a couple episodes a week, maybe more. There was one time where they had to actually, and I went to the ER and they had to shock me back into rhythm, into normal rhythm, sinus rhythm. So I was there like overnight. Yeah, I was there like overnight, and I wasn't getting out of it. So that's what they had to do, which is an interesting experience because they have to make sure you're asleep and everything for that. Because you don't want to be awake when they do that. And I don't know all the details, but they're like, yeah, you don't want to be awake and realize when we're actually shocking your heart. And I'm like, okay, that's great.
Wow.
This is not where I want to be, right?
Right.
So
yeah, not hard to get asleep then, right?
Yeah. So you know, I knew that something needed to be done. I didn't have a lot of energy though, and I was fine with just laying on the couch playing video games, whatever. Never really wanted to do anything else. Had the depression, had the pain. Around the same time period, I was pretty much confirmed through x-rays that I had arthritis in my big toes. So not only did I have issues with joint pain, but I also had the arthritis. And, you know, I started looking at some things on YouTube and that, and I knew people that were doing keto, low carb, and they were losing weight. So I said, okay, I'm going to try that. So this was around mid-April time period of 2022. And I did that for about 2 to 2.5 months. I lost a little bit of weight, not a whole lot, like maybe 10, 15 pounds somewhere in there. I started to feel a little bit better, but as I continued to watch videos and watched more of Dr. Ken Berry, Dr. Sean Baker, Dr. Anthony Chafee, Bart Kay, you know, different people like that, I realized that probably going no carb and carnivore was better, optimally healthy, health-wise for me, and could possibly fix some of the things that I had with arthritis and so forth. So I decided to do that. And that was in July of 2022. So I'm now at 13 months. So just over a year with doing carnivore. I would say within the first couple of months, the joint pain and arthritis was gone. And
awesome.
Like the arthritis in my big toes, literally in the fall of 2021, I had probably a good 4 or 5 week period where I could barely walk on my one foot because it was so inflamed, so swollen, and it was all from the big toe. I had an appointment set up with like an orthopedic surgeon or something like that, or somebody that looked at that stuff, right? I can't remember exactly. And it kept getting rescheduled for one reason or another. Like they would call and they'd be like, well, he's doing a surgery today or something, so we got to reschedule. And every time they reschedule you, it's like 3-4 weeks out. So I was finally like, okay, I'm just going to live with this pain.
Right.
And, you know, again, it was like good 4, 5, maybe even 6 weeks where I could barely walk with this pain. And in the past, I'd have a flare up and it would last for a couple weeks and it would kind of go away. But that one was really, really bad. So that's when I first started thinking I needed to do something. And when I, you know, first went to keto, I'd had a couple more flare ups. It was like pretty much if I banged my big toe, I knew I was going to have a flare up. And usually it would start by the next day. And yeah, it would be like week, 2 weeks where it would be swollen. Didn't matter what I did. I could ice it. I could, you know, take, you know, Tylenol or whatever, and it didn't seem to help until that week or two went by that it would get better.
Wow.
And I would say it was like a month or two into carnivore, and I think the very first time I banged my big toe and I was like, great, here we go, right? The next right. day, the next day, nothing happened. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And it just, nothing happened. So I'm like, okay. I banged my toes a few times and just nothing has happened. It's like the arthritis, it just is gone. It doesn't flare up anymore. It doesn't hurt. There's one thing that I had happen, and this was about 2 months ago. You know how the metal thing on the bed, like the bed frame, like if you have a metal frame, I banged the side of my foot at my big toe really, really hard on that frame. And it really, really hurt. And I didn't actually go to the doctor. Probably should have, but I didn't. Right. But I'm pretty sure that I did something. I don't know if it was like broken, but maybe like chipped or something to that effect. And I would say probably for a good month or so, it was sore, but it never swelled up. Didn't have the kind of issues I'd have in the past. It just was really sore. And even now, like, I've banged it a couple times since then. And if I bang it for like a minute or two, I really feel it in that spot. So that's, again, why I think it's still not fully healed, but it's not like what would happen when I had the arthritis and it would just swell up. So that's probably the biggest thing for me. And again, that was like a month or two in. So that was huge. I would say now it's been 13 months that I've been on the diet. I have not had a single episode of AFib. So over a year.
Awesome.
And beforehand, I could actually, I could make myself go into an episode. Right. So the best way that I found is one of the ways that they say that this can happen is like too much stress on your heart when you start getting AFib. So I found if I would try and lift weights with really heavy weight, that maybe 5 minutes or so in, I would start noticing, I'd feel it, like I could feel the beating or something, or, you know, I just started getting tired, hot, and sure enough, like wearing a Fitbit, whatever, I could see that, yes, my heart rate's starting to race and then go back down. So I'm in AFib. Now I work out with heavier weights than what I was doing then, and I can go 30, 40 minutes and I can't get myself to go back into it.
That's
which
awesome.
Is good. Not that I want to go into it, but you know, I used to be able to create that by doing that, and it doesn't happen now. So that's good. And I've heard other people, because I've talked about it a little bit on my channel, like, hey, are there other people out there that has AFib and has this helped doing the carnivore diet? And there are some other people that have said, yes, it has helped. There's not a lot of people that have talked about it, and it might just be because it's maybe not as common as some of the other ailments that are out there. But that's a pretty big thing, I think. And of course, the arthritis is a huge thing. So those are really big. Another thing that I would say that I really noticed, and especially probably about 4 or 5 months in, is that my mood changed. I wouldn't be, well, first of all, I wasn't like depressed at all or anything anymore, and wasn't as tired. I had more energy and I felt like doing things. And so like I'd get done with work or something, and I'd say to my wife, like, okay, well, let's go out and do something. And she just looked at me like, really? Like, you never want to do anything, right? So those types of things change too. And again, it's like a guess that it was around 4 or 5 months, because some of that stuff kind of happened, and it wasn't like a, you know, flip of a switch type of thing. It wasn't overnight. It just, you kind of noticed at some point, like, yeah, that happened. So,
right.
I think that's a good summary, I guess, of where I'm at. So yeah.
Awesome. I definitely have a similar experience with the toe. So about a month ago, I broke my, not the big toe, but the one next to it. I broke it. I know I broke it. And it didn't swell, which I thought it was painful that, you know, that first couple hours or 3 hours or whatever. And then it was a little sore to walk on over the next couple days, and it bruised like really, really, really bad. But aside from that, I was still able to walk on it. It still wasn't swollen. And I know that prior to carnivore, if anything like that happened, it just, you know, my toe would be about that big around and just be painful for days and days and days. So yeah, it's incredible how those things happen.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, just more so than even just the arthritis, the whole joint pain thing for me is what's interesting. Because, again, like I talked about 2017, I was doing a lot of working out, and there was a little bit of working out here and there after that. And it just would be painful for me, you know. First of all, like after you worked out, for me at least, I'd be sore the rest of that day, probably the next day, you know. Mm-hmm. And I get that a lot of times they'll say, like, if you work out, you should have the day in between. And that's probably why it is, but that would happen to me. But also, like, it was funny watching me work out, because I'd be the guy that had two knee braces on, a couple of ankle braces on, one on each ankle. I'd have a wrist brace on, maybe an elbow brace, and I got braces all over the place, right? I haven't touched one of those braces in at least 9-10 months. I haven't touched
them. That's awesome.
I don't need to use them at all. And it's crazy, because there were times that I would just get so sore that for days after working out, like if I do something that hurt my wrist or something, mm-hmm. And I'd be at like work or something and I'd shake somebody's hand, it would hurt just shaking their hand, you know? And I don't have any of that happen. And like the recovery is the same way. Like the next day I'm not sore if I work out. Where it always, nice. My whole life, it always was like that. If I worked out, I was sore the next day. And that that's not the case anymore.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you say you work out now. Did you work out prior to the carnivore diet or?
A little bit here and there, yeah.
Okay.
So again, like in 2017, I was doing a lot of working out. And then when I started gaining weight back, I kind of relax that a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'd say maybe probably around 2020, when, you know, virus hit and people are working from home for the most part and stuff, had a little more time to work out, and I got a little bit more back into working out. So I was probably working out at least twice, if not three times a week for the most part there for about a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just constantly sore doing that. There was one time I like hurt my shoulder, and I don't know exactly what I did, but literally that shoulder hurt for like a year, maybe more, until I went on carnivore. Ooh. And sometime after doing carnivore, my shoulder doesn't hurt anymore. That's so again, incredible. I don't know what I did, but it's like the healing abilities of maybe, you know, eating enough meat that it's, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, it's been huge. And again, like the working out, I can lift more than I used to when I worked out more. Like now I say I work out, but there might be some times that I only work out like once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks. And I still can lift more than when I was pretty much 2-3 times a week all the time.
That's incredible. That is incredible for sure.
Yeah.
So in terms of the arthritis, what would you say your annoyance / pain level was with that prior to carnivore?
So the interesting thing is sometimes I would wake up sore, or like as the day went on, I'd get sore, but it wasn't really bad. Unless I'd have a flare up. So, you know, it was manageable. I don't know what mm-hmm. I want to say, like, the pain level was like, and maybe part of it was just because I was so used to living with it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But when I'd have the flare-ups, which happened often, like, I don't think I could go more than, like, a few weeks to a month without a flare-up. Again, it would be 1 to 2 weeks, and it would be pretty painful. I even got to the point when I went to my doctor and had the x-rays, and he said, yeah, you have arthritis really bad in the toes and the big toes. And that's when he referred me to specialists that I never ended up going to. But at that time, he got a brace that I wore on my foot. So literally there was like this three to four week period there where I was wearing this brace to try and make it better. And it was like all, it was like a boot like type thing, right? Like the right. entire foot and halfway up, like the ankle, whatever. And it would help a little, but I still had the pain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not good, I guess, at saying like a good pain level, but I know that it was very difficult to walk. If I had the boot, it was a little bit better to walk, but that's very uncomfortable as well. So
maybe a seven or eight. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a significant portion of your life then that you just didn't feel optimal. Yeah,
it was definitely life affecting, right? And now not having that pain is life changing. Like, things are so different. And like, I can give an example. We go to the Smoky Mountains a lot. The last 3 years in a row we've gone, and off and on since the very first time we went was like 25 years ago. This time, the first time really since going on carnivore, and it was like a good about a year, right into a year in, I did more hiking than I've done since that very first time when I was like 24 years old.
Wow.
and I mean, like, to the point of, and in past years, we might do one or two hikes, and I was the guy that I'd get about halfway up and I'd be like, guess what? I'm done. Right. I'm going to stop here, or I'm going to go back down and wait for the rest of you. And I didn't do that at all this time. And we did a few really, really strenuous, for me, strenuous hikes. They were considered like moderate or moderate hard, whatever they call them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, past maybe one or two hikes. This time I think we did 4 or 5 hikes, something like that. And I was great on all of them. Not only was my energy there, and, you know, I wasn't really getting tired, but I wasn't sore. You know, mm-hmm. my ankles, my toes, my feet weren't hurting, my knees weren't hurting. So that was just great, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Life changing.
For sure. Did you guys do the what's it called? Klingman's Dome?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Well, now that thing, it's like, ooh. I mean, it's so, like walking up like a, I don't even know what incline that is, but it seems insane.
Yeah, it's a rather short hike. I think it's like a half mile or something like that, but it's very steep. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I was out of breath, but
right.
I did really well with it. And other people in my family needed to keep stopping, so we would stop and so forth, but I don't think that I would have needed to stop. Right. And we did another hike the next to the last day that we were there, and only like half of the family did it because the other half were doing something else. And so it was me, my wife, one of my daughters, and her boyfriend. And my wife and my daughter, about halfway, were like, we're done. We're stopping right here. And yeah, it was rough. It was a lot of roots and, you know, rocks. Like, there was literally spots that you were kind of climbing on the rock and stuff like that. Right. So we're like, okay. And, you know, getting there to the halfway point, we stopped a few times because they needed to stop and so forth. So then the rest of the way, they're like, you two go the rest of the way. So my daughter's boyfriend and I went the rest of the way, and he's a young guy, mm-hmm. very skinny, very fit. And I kept up with him. We didn't need to stop. We stopped once because it was like 100 degrees that day.
Right, and right.
I literally had to take my glasses off to wipe the sweat because I couldn't right. see. So we stopped for like 10 seconds for me to do that. And that was it. We went the rest of the way up. Didn't need to stop at all. So that was probably the most encouraging, exciting thing for me, that I could accomplish that without having to stop at all. I thought that was right. really cool.
That's awesome.
And it was great because, you know, my wife's not a quitter, and we were up there a good 10, 15, 20 minutes, and we start to come down, and here comes my wife and daughter, and they're like, wait, we're coming. We finally made it. So, you know, they're like, we're done, but they didn't give up. They kept going.
That's awesome.
They had to keep stopping, but they eventually got up there. So it was pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
I have to say that she's not a quitter. She
right.
kept doing it.
Prior to carnivore, I probably would have been stopped on that hill. I would have stopped at every bench. I'm not even kidding. Yeah, for sure. Like I got to stop, you know, and because it's a good blood pump. You know, your blood is pumping up that hill for sure.
Oh yeah.
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 So if anybody doesn't know, look it up. I mean, it's very, very strenuous. And for Brian to say that he thinks that he could have went up it without stopping after having such a debilitating arthritis, I mean, that's a heck of a statement for sure.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because anytime I did anything where there was going to be more walking or like a longer drive where I was driving, and if, you know, if I'm driving and there's a lot of traffic and I can't use cruise control, I'm using that right foot a lot on the gas pedal or to the brake, whatever. And that could cause me issues. And like a day later, if it was a long drive, I'd get the flare up. So any of those types of things, or if we went to like an amusement park or something, I always wore an ankle brace and always worried that I would have a flare up. And a lot of times I would the next day. And that, you know, that stuff just doesn't happen anymore. I don't have to worry about that anymore like I used to.
That is awesome. So we're gonna jump away from carnivore for just a second and find out about you a little bit and see what kind of hobbies you like to enjoy.
Wow. Okay. So I like to go fishing. I live in Virginia, so there's a lot of lakes, and you know, bass fishing is popular here, but I actually like catfishing more. So I like to go after catfish. So I like to go fishing. Boy, hobbies though. See, this is tough because like it seems like my only hobby anymore is promoting carnivore diet on YouTube.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, like I do the fishing thing. When my kids were younger, I coached youth sports. So I did like youth football, youth baseball. I did soccer for a couple years, which I can tell you that's not my sport. I'm a horrible soccer coach. I don't know anything really about soccer, so that didn't go well. But you know, basketball. I did youth basketball, coached both my oldest daughter and my son a few different years, and basketball. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of those types of things. And yeah, so,
cool.
Okay, well, here's something that I have an interest in, but I haven't really been able to do a whole lot of. And this is probably going to put me out there as the nerd, but model railroading.
Okay, so nice.
You might remember when you were a kid, right? And you thought it was really cool. Like you had the train set around a Christmas tree or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, there was actually a time period when I was a kid that we had a nice little table set up in our basement. And I think it was like maybe an 8 by 10 feet, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've always kind of interested me in. As I've gotten older, I've been a little bit more like thinking about trying to go back into that and doing something. And I think, you know, as my kids are starting to get older, and I'm probably going to have grandkids here pretty soon, that would kind of be cool, I think, for the grandkids. So that's something I'm kind of interested in, but haven't really done anything with.
So. Okay. Nice. My wife's uncle, he's big into the railroad stuff, and he has it's about a four-car garage, and it's literally filled with elevated train tracks and tunnels. And I mean, he's got the like gas depot and the granary dumps and silos, and he's got a creek and little teeny little snakes. And I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff in this thing. It's really amazing.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. So what's your favorite catfish bait?
I used to say that it was probably either just using worms or some kind of stink bait, but my son actually turned me on to using raw liver.
Nice.
And that works really well out here. Okay. So I've done a lot of that more recently in the last couple of years.
Okay, cool. Well, you can try a tip that I have from over here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
If we're fishing for a flathead, we use hot dogs.
Yeah, I've heard people that have done that. I've never tried it, but
yeah. Apparently flatheads are carnivore too. Yep. Cool. So let's go into what your typical day looks like in terms of what you eat. You know, is it one meal a day, 2 meals a day, 10 meals a day? You know, what are you eating?
So it's definitely changed. And I think this is something that is probably going to always evolve for me when I'm, you know, depending on where I'm at with carnivore. When I first started, I was twice a day. And believe me, when I first started, I was like, okay, I'm going to try the twice a day thing, but I just don't even know how I'm going to be able to do that. And I see these people that are doing OMAD one meal a day, and I'm like, they're crazy. There's no way. How can you eat one meal a day?
Right.
You know, I'm used to eating, I guess, the vegetables and candy and whatever, and you're constantly hungry. So I started out twice a day, and it seemed to go pretty well. And I did that for quite a while, and I would still cheat, as I call it, here and there. I'd have a little bit of rice or maybe some mashed potatoes or something occasionally. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I go 3-4 days with no carb again at all. Right. So I wasn't very clean. And the other thing was that I was having like some sparkling water, whatever, that says no sugar, but you know, it's got like sucralose or something in it. Right. So, the fake sugar really can affect you. And then I probably had cheese more than I should. So I was doing that kind of stuff. And I eventually was like, you know what? I'm going to try just getting really strict. I'm not going to cheat at all. I'm going to cut back on the cheese. I'm going to stop the sparkling waters. I'm just going to drink regular water. So I did that, just regular water. And I really like to eat ribeye steaks. And all of a sudden, without intentionally doing it, I got down to OMAD, because I'd eat like a 20 ounce or maybe a 24 ounce ribeye.
Right.
You know, I'd get like the slabs from Costco, and I cut them up myself into the size I wanted. And I'd eat that, and I'd be nice and full. And finally, like Dr. Anthony Chafee was like, you eat until you get full, you know, and then you don't eat again. And I'm like, I just don't get this concept, but I think I was sabotaging myself enough that I wasn't realizing it until I got completely clean. And it was like, yeah, okay, I actually know now, I am full. And I wasn't getting hungry until like the next day. So I unintentionally went to one meal a day. And I was doing that for quite a while. I think I did that starting in like April time period. Did that through probably April, May, and June. Mm-hmm. And that helped to kickstart some weight loss again for me because I kind of stalled for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And that was good. And then I kind of got to the point where I was like, you know, I had maybe occasionally some bacon or some eggs, but that was it. And I was like, I need to reintroduce some things. So I started bringing back chicken, mostly like chicken wings. Mm-hmm. I love to do chicken wings with Redmond salt and butter. Just, you know, soak up the butter on it and so forth. And
right.
So I really missed that. So I started doing that again. Did a little bit of pork. I have a pellet grill. So I like to smoke like pulled pork, that kind of stuff. So I started doing some of that as well. But what I noticed was with doing that and not eating the ribeyes, I went back to eating twice a day. So I am now back at twice a day again.
Nice. And
I'm kind of, so I've got three kids that are starting college right now. One was already doing college, or really two of them were already doing college, sort of. But now I got a third one going to mm-hmm. college. And I'm thinking like, maybe I want to cut back a little bit because I didn't worry as much about how much I was spending on the food. Mm-hmm. So I was doing a lot of ribeye and so forth. I'm like, maybe I need to cut back a little bit and not spend as much because despite what people think, you can do carnivore pretty cheap. Mm-hmm. So I started doing a lot more eggs and ground beef. So I've been doing that. And then chicken, you know, bringing the chicken wings or even occasionally chicken thighs. And it's a lot cheaper than doing the ribeye all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm finding that I end up eating twice a day now doing that. But still, I mean, like today I had 6 eggs for lunch. And then I ate a pound of ground beef I made into 2 burger patties for dinner. So nice. My 2 meals today probably cost about $5.50, somewhere in there.
Nah, that's not bad. Really good savings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one drink at the Starbucks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it's going right now. And you know, I'm just listening to my body, right? And I pretty much eat when I get hungry. And that's why I think it changed. Like it went to Oman and then it's gone to twice now just because I'm listening to what my body's telling me. And I don't know. I mean, a week from now that might change and I might be back to one again. I don't know. See how it goes.
That's awesome. It's interesting that you were eating the more expensive cut of meat and it was one meal a day. And then you went to some of the cheaper cuts of meat. And then you had to, it might've been a wash maybe if you were still eating, you know, maybe a little bit less ribeye or something.
Yeah.
But adding in but the you cheaper know, meats, you know,
I really think that the difference is that the ribeye is like the perfect fat content for carnivore. And I think that maybe I'm not getting quite as much of that fat content right now. So I need to eat more often, twice. And then that's a problem with ground beef. Like I'm over there like, okay, can I find some 70-30 or 75-25? Because right. I surely don't want the 85-15 or the 90-10 because right. there's not enough fat in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then like when I do eggs, I cook them in butter or bacon grease. So I try and get the fat content up there, but it's so much easier with ribeye because it seems right. to be like the perfect amount. And I think that's the difference probably, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So have you noticed any other changes other than the let's see, you said arthritis was solved. Weight loss. Well, let's touch on the weight loss first. So kind of where did you start with that? Where are you now and how far are you along in that journey?
Yeah, so I lost 60 pounds over like wow. the first, I'd say probably, boy, 4 or 5 months. And I'm guessing here because I can't remember exactly. So in another interview, I might have said 3 months. And this one, I might say 4 months. And people are going to be like, hey, you said 3 months last time. But I'm trying to remember something that happened like a year ago, right?
Hey, carnivores never lie.
So I'm thinking it was like over like 4 or 5 months, I lost like 60 pounds. Well, first of all, when I did keto for like 2.5 months, I sort of lost about 10 to 15 pounds. And then I lost like 60 pounds doing carnivore. Mm-hmm. And then I got into like the Thanksgiving, Christmas time period of last year. And I really slacked off a bit. I was still like doing 2 meals a day. I was still trying to eat meat as much as possible, but those cookies were getting me, those Christmas cookies and stuff like that. Right. So I'm the type of person that if I stay away from it, I'm fine. But as soon as I eat something, I get the cravings back. So I'd have a cookie, Christmas cookie or whatever. And then like the next day I'd be like, oh, I've been doing good. And, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I'm just going to have another one. And maybe later I'll have another one. Or, you know, somebody made a cheesecake or something and I'll have a piece of cheesecake or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I gained some weight back at that time period. And I can't remember exactly what I gained back. But so I gained that back, got into January. And for a little bit of time there, I maintained the weight. So at least I was staying away from it. But I think probably cheese was hurting me and I wasn't losing enough. And then I started to lose a little bit of the weight again, but not a whole lot. And that's when I got really strict in like the April time period. And I lost quite a bit, like maybe 20 to 30 pounds or so here since then. So I'm at 75 pounds now. Nice. In 13 months. Still got a lot of weight to lose though.
Okay.
It's crazy. Like I started my YouTube channel, I think it was like in April or late April, something like that. And when you look at some of the videos early on and then look at some of the videos like in June time period, after being a couple months really strict, like you can really see the difference in my cheeks. And I'm starting to think now that maybe I need to get really strict again, because I'm not sure if the cheeks are quite as good as they were in like that June time frame.
Right.
But yeah, it's crazy. Like you could really see the difference. And again, I still have a lot of weight to lose. I'm just under 300 pounds. I'm like 297, 295, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But I am 6'4", and I've got a pretty big build. Like my shoulders are pretty wide, so I've got like kind of big boned. So I've always kind of been a little bit bigger for my size, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say ideally I should probably get to at least 270, if not in the 250 to 260 range. So I have quite a bit still to lose. I've lost a lot, but you know, there's still things that I need to lose, and like mostly the belly. There's a lot of belly fat there. It's gone down a lot, but I've lost a lot of fat in other places quicker than I have in the belly. That's been like the slowest spot to go. So
yeah, same here. And I think it's like I was talking about before with the autoimmune condition that I had, it seems like the first thing that came on is the last thing to come off, you know? So it was, you know, the belly for men, usually that's the first thing that starts popping out.
Yeah.
So, and probably going to be the last thing that comes off because it's the last thing that's coming off for me.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. So what other, non-scale type victories have you had besides the arthritis?
Well, I did think I talked a little bit about my energy level. It's better. Like I feel like doing things now that I never used to. Another thing that I didn't really touch on that kind of goes, I think, a little bit hand in hand is I used to be more of an angry person, and I'd get upset quickly, and I'd yell and so forth, right? You know,
right.
We'd have arguments and whatever. And
no way.
That doesn't happen like it used to. I'm a lot more calm. And that's another thing. I don't know exactly. I can't pinpoint when that happened, but I'd say maybe 8-9 months in, I'm like, God, if this situation happens 4 months ago, I would have been going off the deep end. And now I'm just like, okay. It's like, what's different with me? What's wrong? You know?
Right.
So that's been a big thing, is that I'm more calm and understanding and listen more. So I'm sure my wife likes that, because I don't just start arguing with her right away, right? That I listen right. more and be like, okay, I guess that makes sense. So
you give it a couple seconds anyways, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I'd say that's a big cool. one. And I think everybody kind of talks about this, but like the brain fog thing too. I noticed that like at work, there are some things that just, when we're in meetings and we're talking about different things, it just seems to be clearer to me than it used to be. Like I would, certain things would happen, and I'd just be like, yeah, I'm really not sure what to do about this. And now it's like, oh yeah, well, this is what we got to do. So right. that seems to be a thing that's noticeable too. And again, that's not something I can pinpoint like with the AFib or the arthritis, where it's easy to say, like, you know, within the first month or two, like that arthritis was gone. I can't really pinpoint when that changed. I just noticed over time that that's different.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's incredible. So let's see, let's do, what advice would you give to somebody that may be looking at doing this kind of a diet and might be a little afraid to do it, or they might think it's a little freaky or scary. And let's go with that.
Yeah. So first of all, I would say that saturated fat does not cause heart disease, and you should really do a lot of research on that before you just agree with the common thing out there that it does cause heart disease. So that's the first thing. You want to make sure that you understand that you're not going to do something that's bad for you by doing this diet, right? Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of people that have been doing this diet for years and years. There's people who are 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. Dr. Anthony Chafee had interviewed a lady that had been doing the diet for 65 years. So, you know,
wow,
there's people out there that have been doing it for a long time. And I know one of the first things that people say is, well, we don't know what the long term is with this diet, but there really are. It's just back then it wasn't called carnivore. That's just how they ate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people are coming out now and they're like, yeah, I guess I'm eating carnivore, but I've been doing this for 30 years, 40 years, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the first things is I would say, you need to get your mindset to that it is okay to do this diet. It's not unhealthy for you. It is a healthy way to eat. And I think you really have to be in the right mindset and ready to do the diet. If you're not ready, that's probably when you're going to fail. So make sure you get yourself in that mindset first. Mm-hmm. Next thing, and I think this is pretty big, and this is kind of how I did it, was ease yourself into it. Anytime you change your diet at all, even if it's going to a completely different diet, excuse me. So let's say you're going to even vegan or something. You don't want to just jump into it, because that can upset your gut bacteria and so forth. And so the best way is to ease into it. I know a lot of people will jump into it, and some people, you know, everybody's different. So some people will jump in and they won't have any problems. Some people have a few problems, and other people have a lot of problems. So just the best way, don't take that chance, ease into it. So slowly start to eliminate some of the carbs. What I did was I started by going keto first. And then as I said, yeah, I'm going to do carnivore. I slowly went to that point. So that's the best way to do it. And then the key is don't stop in the first week or two, because that's where a lot of people do stop. Most people that stop doing the carnivore diet, it's in those first couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do jump in, or even if you don't jump in, you still might have some issues. Even if you ease into it, I had a little bit, it was very little, but I did have some diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
But I eased into it. My son tried to jump right into it, and he had a lot of issues with that.
Right.
So keep in mind, you might still have that. It's okay. Mm-hmm. A week or two in, you get past it. If you're still having issues after a few weeks, then maybe you need to lower the fat intake a little bit until your body gets used to it. But do it, you know, do what you need to get past those first couple of weeks, and give it 30 to 60 days. If you can go 30 to 60 days, I can almost guarantee that you're going to feel so much better that you're not going to want to stop doing it, especially if you have different issues like autoimmune issues, or if you've had, like me, I had a low immune system and would always get sick all the time in the past. You're just going to notice a huge difference. And you're going to notice, if you're overweight, you're going to notice a lot of weight loss as well. There's people that are coming over here to carnivore from like being a vegan or whatever. And some of those people might not really be overweight. So they might not lose. They might even gain a little bit of weight. Mm-hmm. But that's because your body's optimizing itself, because you're finally doing the proper human diet. So give it that 30 to 60 days. And I think that you're going to find that, you know, you're just not going to want to stop, because you feel so much better than you used to.
That's awesome. That's really great advice. I couldn't agree any more than that. For sure.
Yeah.
So Brian, where can everybody find you on YouTube or your socials and things like that?
Yeah. So Wick Goes Carnivore is the name on YouTube. It's at Wickivore. So WICKIVORE. And so that's on YouTube. I typically try to post, if not every day, just about every day, some sort of video of some sort. I'll do different videos about my experiences, and then just talking about other things in regards to the carnivore diet and so forth, or low carb even. Like, you know, I mm-hmm. like to promote that, because, you know, some people, you know, just going completely no carb might not work as well for them, because they're just not ready to do that. Or they have certain cravings that they just can't get past. And yes, it probably would be better to get past those cravings. But if you can do keto and it works for you, and you're getting healthier, and you're taking care of some of those issues that you might have had, then by all means do it. So, you know, I like to promote that as well as carnivore, but it's really like a carnivore channel. So yeah, there's that. And, you know, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that, and Facebook. So
cool. Same name.
Yeah. Twitter. Oh, no, it's actually under my name, Brian Nowicki. So Twitter, Instagram, are under Brian Nowicki, and Facebook is Wick Goes Carnivore. It's a Facebook page. So,
okay, cool. Yeah, we'll definitely have all of his links in the description below. So make it real easy for everybody to access Brian. And, you know, if you have any questions for him, definitely head over there. You'll watch as much content over there as you can before you contact him. Maybe your questions have already been answered. And then I'm sure he'll be happy to help in any way that he can to, you know, help promote this way of eating and what it's, you know, the good that it's done for him, and get you set on the right path.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, thank you for that. And, you know, like, the main reason why I do the YouTube channel is to promote the carnivore way of eating, because I believe it is the proper diet for humans, and to help people that either are first getting started or maybe have already gotten started, but they're not quite as far as long as me. Like, that's one of the things I did early on. No Carb Life, Dave Mack. I watched him, you know, he started like maybe a month or two before me. And when he started up his YouTube channel, I was a couple months in and I found his channel and I was like, okay, so that kind of makes sense. That's where I'm getting to that point, or I'm going to see that here pretty soon. So mm-hmm. I kind of like to do the same thing to share my experiences. And hopefully that's going to help people that are, you know, kind of getting to that part of the journey as well and so forth. So that's really why I do it.
That is awesome, man. That's a really good thing to do for humanity, for sure. And Brian, I thank you for chatting with me today. It's been a pleasure. And I hope that we get a chance to do this again sometime.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam, for having me on. It's great being on here today. And definitely I look forward to doing something again in the future.
Awesome. Have a good one, Brian.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Brian, for opening up about your journey. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to @Wikivore, WikiVore, on YouTube, where you'll discover a wealth of fantastic content. We'd love to hear from you in the comment section about your own experiences with the carnivore diet. Tell us about the positive transformations and benefits you've encountered, and don't hesitate to share this video with anyone who might find Brian's life-changing story both inspiring and healing. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. Your support truly means a lot to me. Thank you again. Stay amazing, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.